it's a Thank God Friday and the devil's real mad. Why don't you go thanking me? I'm only your dad. I'm the son of the devil and the father of the Lord. How am I stuck in the middle like a lord who's half of a devil and half of a god, a demigod, a semi-god, a big time bod. Look at these muscles. Look at these glutes. Uh-oh, I made some half-god toots.
Are you pitching a television show right now, Matt? That sounds like a pitch.
That's my elevator pitch.
Yeah, but don't let that toot out in the elevator.
This is Pistol Shrimps Radio, where I match Gorley.
And I'm Marb McCarbarb.
We call ladies basketball, only we haven't done that in literally years.
And for sure months.
And what we're doing now is answering mailbag questions, but we've got a little spin on this, Mark. Why don't you explain it?
Well, you can email the show at pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. And most of you who are listening to this probably don't know the details, only you know that we answered one email in our last episode.
For Melissa Weinegar.
She was going to Disneyland. And asked a specific question, and none of you were supposed to listen to it except for Melissa.
We wrote that in the description, and today's no different.
Would you like me to fill in the boogies on what happened? She went to Disneyland and had a great time.
I think we should say up front who we're answering today and everyone else to stop listening, because that's the important thing, that only one person should be listening to this episode.
I do feel, though, I want to include everybody in on what they missed out on.
They didn't listen to the episode.
I know. So that, do they need to know what happened?
No, because they're not listening to this episode either, Mark.
Well, someone is.
Yeah, just that person. We can, but first we have to make it clear who can and can't listen to this episode. Then we can recap.
Okay. I understand now, Matt. I was a little foggy there.
Yeah.
I had a mountain breakdown last night. Today's episode is for Michael O'Brien. Okay, so if your name is Michael O'Brien, and this specific Michael O'Brien.
Yeah, where's he from?
Well, we'll find out. Because
there could be some other Michael O'Brien. We're not listening.
There's
not a lot of... Is it I-E-N?
I-E-N.
And it's not... If you're Mike O'Brien, turn this off.
Michael O'Brien.
If you're...
I don't want to give out your email address. Let me just see if his email address...
That's okay. If you're Michael O'Brien, I-A-N, don't listen. If you're anyone other than this Michael O'Brien, if you're Brian O'Michael, don't listen.
Yeah.
If you're anyone else, press stop now.
This is not for you.
Okay, now you can recap the Disney thing.
Okay, Michael, hi. It's Mark McConville from Pistol Shrimps Radio.
It's Matt Gorley. Thank God we're alone.
Okay. So in the last episode of the show that you didn't listen to.
Michael. Only Melissa would.
Melissa is the only person on the planet who heard it.
And she better not be listening to this.
She shouldn't listen to this.
Especially after she got her own episode. Can you imagine the
Isn't that enough?
That she might be listening to this?
Anyway, she asked us for hints on Disneyland and what we thought she should do in her day. And we found out she wrote back to the show.
Yeah. Sent a very nice email and looked like she had a blast.
Yeah, she had a good time and maybe didn't take our advice, because Disneyland does sort of just take over.
I wouldn't take my advice.
Once you're in there, you kind of just...
I don't
But Michael, this is not why you wrote in.
Yeah, no.
Okay, but I just thought maybe you'd like a little bit of, you know, inside what happened on the last episode. That was not for you. And if you did listen to it, you did have to spank your naked bottom in front of a Target mirror.
We should open this with Pearl Jam's This Is Not For You.
Is that... A song?
Isn't it?
This is... Oh, not for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard the This Is, and I thought... But yes. Yeah. If you want to, Matt, I'm sure Pearl Jam would be fine with us using their music.
Well, they wouldn't know because they can't
listen. They are not listening.
This is brilliant. This is how we get past royalty.
Yeah.
When we do an episode for Pearl Jam, we'll just play Nirvana.
But for this episode,
yeah.
I think you're going to like, Matt, I think you're going to like the subject line.
Okay.
Hoopleheads.
Whoa, we're already deadwood deep.
Michael O'Brien writes, "Gentlemen, I have never written to any public figures before. Never felt like
and
the sort who
haven't.
Would. Never felt like the sort who would. So this is a red letter day for sure.
Wow.
I heard you once say that your audience is not going to keep growing. I never knew you existed until I heard Paul Rust as a guest on a video game podcast a few months back. He plugged in Voorhees We Trust, and I immediately knew that was something I needed to be a part of. From there, curiosity grew and dominoes fell, and I've now heard damn near all the content you two have produced. Truly, you are my boogies.
Oh.
I've noticed how great you guys have been in honoring requests from fans. I hope you will indulge me in honoring my request. Would you, the two of you, please make a 37-episode podcast series in which you discuss each episode of HBO's Deadwood and the associated feature film? If you think the movie merits two episodes, I wouldn't discourage that either. Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Mike O'Brien.
Wow.
P.S. Yeah. The term ear holes has been a disturbing recurrence in these emails. Don't know what conclusion to draw from that, but thought it merited mentioning. Well, do you want to go backwards?
I don't ear have holes. Anything to say on ear holes. It's a term that kind of made its way into the zeitgeist.
I don't love it, but
yeah, I think anything that becomes overly internet speechy is for me personally something I try to avoid.
Yes, I am making a concerted effort to clean up my outgoing language.
Now,
my outbound mouth sounds.
I had never heard the term sports ball when I used it in Super Ego 15 some years ago.
Sure.
But then since then, I don't think that I had invented anything to do with this. It has just zeitgeisty become a kind of internet speak for sports.
Sports ball seems like the 1,000 monkeys at 1,000 typewriters are eventually going to write the same thing.
Yes. And I'm sure that's what it was. But imagine when I felt like I happened upon that on my own, and then it becomes kind of overused, and you go, well, I've got to let one of my own things go.
Well, you and I both, I think, are also pretty, pretty conscious of if we're stealing from other people.
Consciously steal from other people.
No, I feel like if I am ripping something off, I tend to take a hard turn away
from it.
What's
the point?
Yeah, it makes me sad. The internet sometimes makes me sad where people will just take.
It always makes me sad, except for Pistol Shrimps Radio listeners.
People will take work that's not theirs and just put it out like it's their own. Yeah. And then it seems like they know it, and then they maybe just say, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. This is not why you came, Michael O'Brien.
Michael O'Brien, listen.
Let's go back to the Wesley Willis drop here. I mean, Rock Over London, Rock on Chicago. Good job. That's a little – Wesley Willis signed off all of his songs with that.
With what?
Rock Over London, Rock on Chicago.
Oh.
Everybody go out and listen to some Wesley Willis. Play it for your kids.
Wait, every song he'd end with that?
Every song was a formula. Do you not – you're maybe not as in – he was a – he was homeless and had mental issues. I think he had schizophrenia.
Oh, so like a Daniel Johnson.
He lived
Johnson
on the streets
type.
Of Chicago, and he was doing pen drawings and singing these songs with a Casio keyboard. So every song is the same because it's just like a loop on an old Casio.
This does sound familiar.
And he was singing the songs to get people to come and look at his art. Mm. And then a Chicago radio station loved his songs. I don't know if they loved him, but they sort of went, this guy's incredible. He's written thousands of songs and they're all the same. It's just verse, chorus, verse, chorus, break, verse, and then Rock Over London, Rock on Chicago.
That's right.
And an ad slogan. And I had a real deep dive into Wesley Willis's career. Oh. Saw him live.
Really?
Yes.
He's still going?
He has passed away.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for my loss too. But let's go to the meat and potatoes of this thing, a Deadwood podcast.
Yeah.
Do you want to do right now a 37-episode podcast about every episode of Deadwood?
What I think we should do is a companion podcast to that as well, because Deadwood is so Shakespearean, and I believe there are 37 Shakespeare plays, depending on whether you count, you know, like King John.
This is your really field that? Of expertise. But do you count King John?
I don't know enough. It's King John and I want to say, is it Two Noble Kinsmen that are the two that scholars maybe think he either mentored someone or just kind of did a polish on?
These are pastiches. They're not really his work.
Yeah, I don't think anyone fully knows. It's also been a long time since I've looked into it.
Also, Matt, everybody who talks about a time machine and going back and killing baby Hitler, how about we go back and find out how much of this stuff Shakespeare did?
Or how about we kill baby Shakespeare?
Great idea.
Rid us of that filth.
You got a phone call coming in?
It's from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay.
Which tells me this is a spammer.
You don't know anybody from Cincinnati that might be calling?
No way, and I'm not planning to.
Mike O'Brien, are you from Michael O'Brien? Are you from Cincinnati?
We almost allowed a Mike O'Brien into listening to this podcast.
So sorry.
The best time to get a great deal on a Jeep 4xe SUV is now during the Summer of Jeep event. Well-qualified lessees can get a low-mileage lease on the 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe for $459 a month for 36 months with $4,099 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. No security deposit required. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires dealer contribution and lease through Stellantis Financial. Extra charge for miles over 30,000. Includes $7,500 EV cap cost reduction. Not all customers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7/31. Jeep is a registered trademark.
No. You know what the great thing is about these one-person podcasts?
What's that?
Like, if you guys email and we do your thing, you should say something that's kind of like a little unpopular, like that we can't talk about in the world, you know? Because what? It's only the three of us.
Yeah, it's just a private conversation
that trouble.
Nobody else is listening to.
Yeah. Like, we can talk about hot button issues and problematic topics.
Yeah, we could also talk about cold snap issues.
Yeah. Cold snap.
Hot button.
No, I know. I just...
You try to go for another
button
one?
Button and snap. Oh,
warm,
yes.
Warm zipper.
You. Yeah. So call in with your emails.
Call in with
do
them.
Hot button, warm zipper, or cold snap.
I think generally speaking, Deadwood is great.
Oh, what do you mean generally speaking?
It's past great.
It's superb. I've always wanted to do a Deadwood podcast. I never have. I talked about it with Paul F. Tompkins once we were going to do one.
I'd be into it. It's, but it seems like a very, very tall mountain to climb.
Why
because
is that?
It's such a dense show.
But that's what's so
that's
great.
That's the beauty it's
food
of it.
For food for grist for the mill. Food for grist for the mill.
This is one of those 98-ounce steaks that if you eat the whole thing, you get it for free.
Yeah.
It's so much show.
98 degrees comes out and plays. You ate the steak.
I maybe have watched that show through twice or maybe three times.
I think I've done it at least four, but I've only watched the movie once. I've been meaning to watch the movie again.
Yeah. Maybe we do that.
Yeah.
It's the last, I think, show I bought on DVD. I bought all of them on DVD.
Those are a nice little bookend bookcase.
They look so good.
Yeah. Thick.
Who's the top dog in your Deadwood world?
Swearengen.
Swearengen number one with a bullet.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Ian McShane is so great in that show.
He's amazing. Also, the way that he turns from villain to anti-hero is so... I love when a show can do that.
Yeah.
God damn.
I love Calamity Jane.
Yeah.
How can you not?
I love...
Bick Bertram.
Oh, Garrett Dillahunt as Jack McCall.
Yeah.
In the first season's incredible.
Yeah. Look, it's
Trixie's
all great.
Trixie's amazing. Jesus.
Trixie's so good.
Yeah.
All of it. Oh, you have a semi-personal connection to the show.
That's right. My sister-in-law was a background actor on the show for, I think, most of the run, if not all of it, and then got put in a scene with the character Con Stapleton where they're taking a bath together and he uses her naked breast as a submarine megaphone. That's a true story.
I know it's a true story. I remember the scene. It's just funny that I've also now met
her breast. Sister-in-law.
And I bought a submarine.
See, this is what I'm talking about. It's only
we
you,
can
me,
say
and Michael.
This stuff because only Michael's hearing it.
Yeah,
gosh, Michael.
And Michael, he's crass. Like, we're the tame ones.
I wonder if he'd like to weigh in on that. Yeah. But anyway, I highly recommend the show to you, Michael, even though it seems like you've already seen it.
Watch it again. I could probably do with another run on the show. I think season two's, I love season three too. I love season one. I love all of it.
Yeah. It's a very densely packed show, but comparatively to other stuff that's out there where there are many more seasons, I feel like you're getting a concentrated, dramatic
It's so good thing. That even when he dropped Deadwood and did John from Cincinnati, there was enough Milchian prose in there.
In John from Cincinnati?
Yes. That I was like, I'm in. And that show was bonkers.
I didn't make it too far in that one.
Oh, plus it had that Joe Strummer theme song. So good.
I would maybe revisit that show too.
I would too. Should we do a John from Cincinnati?
Well, he just called you.
Oh, you're right. That was John from Cincinnati.
You should have answered.
Do you think he called and his feet were 3 inches off the ground?
Probably.
Do you remember that was part of it?
And there was some surfing going on?
Oh, it was all surfing. And there was some surfers who were not actors acting.
And that's never good.
Not in this case. But John was good. That guy was good.
Yeah.
He was in Deadwood.
Do you think once you're in the Deadwood, how do I not say Farnham is my favorite?
Oh, Farnham's great too.
I love the E.B. Farnham stories of him getting scripts, monologues, long soliloquies the day of the shoot.
Yeah.
Where I made some changes and it is just.
Because Milch is just lying on his back on the floor because he had a bad back, dictating script changes to people after they shot their scene.
And they had to go back and redo them. Yeah, they had to get dirty again.
I've heard Milch is not well.
Yeah.
Also, possibly mentally too.
Oh.
I think he's got some, I'm not sure if it's dementia or something degenerative. So we may never get another.
This is all the Deadwood we're going to get, and we're probably not going to get any more Milch.
No, because even the movie, I believe Nick Pizzolatto from True Detective worked on that with him. So
that makes sense. And right. Then, it's the right era.
And Milch did, I believe, a little bit of work on True Detective season 3.
Which is not your favorite True Detective season.
I liked it, but.
But it's 2 for you.
No, 2's not my favorite.
Yeah, it is.
I love it. 1's my favorite, but I love 2.
I know.
And anyone else
can this go is, screw.
Like, I know.
But
I
this
like,
is not a Deadwood podcast for Michael O'Brien right now.
But I do want to say this.
We're splashing around in the HBO pool.
I will say, I understand. I like Godfather 3. I understand why people don't like Godfather 3.
Yes.
Season 2 of True Detective, I actually think people need to reconsider it. It might be the Quantum of Solace, or before that, the On Her Majesty's Secret Service of its day. I think it will. I could be wrong. I can't go on record. Thank God only Michael O'Brien's listening.
Yeah, you know, you can speak pretty freely here. I mean, what's Michael O'Brien going to do?
What if he's a TV reporter?
He might be TV reporter Michael O'Brien.
Shit. You know what I think we should do on these episodes?
What's that?
Tease the next person's episode.
Why? Only Michael O'Brien can hear this.
I know. But Michael O'Brien can now know that he can no longer listen, and he could tell that person. That's
what
how
are the
we should rely
that
on
he
this.
He knows the next.
That's up to him. He's got to find this person.
Well, do you want me to tell Michael who that is?
Yeah.
I recognize this name, so I'll go ahead and say it's Chris Huff.
I don't think I recognize.
I just think Chris has written into the show before.
His Cruff.
Chris Huff.
His Cruff.
So Michael O'Brien, if you could let Chris Huff know that he's up next, that his episode will be coming out the next time we do this, which who knows when that will be.
That's the thing.
We don't really know.
These are going to be shorter episodes, and they're going to happen when they happen.
Yeah. But everybody else who...
But they might be more frequent, am I right?
Everybody else is just going to have to wait in line. They might be more frequent.
That's right.
So...
We answer these in the order they're received, and there's a big backlog, right?
There's a big backlog. Michael O'Brien, your email is from June 28th, 2021. So that's almost a year ago. 9 months ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll get there. We're getting there.
I wonder if he's watched Deadwood.
He must have. Why would he ask us to do a 37-episode podcast series in which we discuss each episode of HBO's Deadwood and the associated feature film?
Should we take this episode out speaking some Deadwood speak?
Oh, I don't know if I could.
Sure you could.
Because I would just say cocksucker over and over.
Well, I think that you're halfway there, friend.
You limber dick, limber man.
You square-headed hoople.
You lumber duster.
Tell me if I bequeath myself unrighteously thus, but having said this, anyways and all.
Fix me with a sipping whiskey and I'll sit down here at the bar and stare at you like a vulture who's got two weeks to live. That's not very Deadwoodian.
Maybe I'm a dill-witted patch of chaparral grass, but my leather-soled steppin' shoes have walked myself in here only to find you recalcitrant in your ways.
I won't ask you two more times to step outside with me so's we can settle this over the lady's scarf that we've been squabbling over for the last 20 or so goddamn cocksucking minutes.
Far be it from me to pull my fucking lip over my head and call myself a silent goer, but I'd like to sound off on what I think you got going. Right.
I spent a fortnight out in the goddamned holler sweating into this towel and swearing at my God. And what he told me was I was never to come back here. But here I am. I passed Woo in the goddamn alley and he splashed mud on my brand new shoes.
And lest you find yourself lunch for Woo's pigs, maybe you should find yourself fleet of foot, getting to know the doorway better, henceforth then the air outside, and not failing that, off to another town such as, oh, what was the town they always had to go? Yankton.
Yankton. When the fairer sex enters the room, I'd ask you hoopleheads to step outside so as not to infect them with your outsider ways and insider stays.
This be Pistol Shrimps Radio. We'll see you next time.
Attention Fred Meyer shoppers. This flu season, why make an extra stop when a world of care is right in store? Get your free flu vaccine from a licensed pharmacist at our award-winning pharmacy. Let our family protect your family with a free flu shot. It's all here. Fred Meyer, a world of care is in store. Flu vaccines are covered by most insurance plans and are free to the recipient. Check with your plan. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. Visit the pharmacy or site for details.